This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with a study in which we've been engaged for the past several days, What Doth Hinder You from Being Baptized? We've already considered a number of points along this line, and we begin today with a consideration of the fact that some people allow their parents to stand in their way of obeying the gospel. Now, of course, the Bible teaches that we are to honor our father and mother. Any person who does not do so is living in rebellion against God. But we are not to honor them in the sense of putting their viewpoints or their feelings above the teaching of the Bible. It may be that your parents are a member of some religion which is not according to the teachings of the Bible. And you may be saying to yourself, I love my father and mother so much, I simply cannot do other than what they would have me to do. But let us all remember that the very best way to honor your father and mother is to be obedient to God. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't even matter what your mother and father think, so far as that goes, in the matter of your obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. The very best way, the greatest honor you could bestow upon your mother and father, is to be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We find in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul indicated that if he were still pleasing men, then he would not be pleasing God. And so I urge you, not to be in consideration of the pleasing of men, but let your paramount, your foremost, your single driving motive in life be to please God. Another thing that stands in the way of people obeying the gospel of Christ and being baptized is that it simply isn't convenient. Sometimes people say that what is most important to them is what's convenient to them, much like Felix, as we find in Acts chapter 24. When the Apostle Paul had preached to him concerning the faith in Jesus Christ and reasoned with him of righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, the Bible tells us that Felix was terrified. He had come to the point that he ought to have cried out, as did the people on the day of Pentecost, "What shall I do to be saved?" But instead he says, "Wait, wait until I have a convenient season, and then I will call for you." The idea that we should simply fit our affairs to our own convenience, rather than driving ourselves to find what the Bible teaches and doing that with all of our heart, is simply misguided. And so I plead with you to recognize that just a matter of convenience is not the crucial thing. Again, we find sometimes that people are hindered from being baptized because they have been told that if they're baptized, it will put the preacher between them and God. But the preacher is simply an instrument in the hand of God to accomplish this matter. As a matter of fact, it does not have to be a preacher. The validity of one's baptism does not depend upon who does the baptizing. It depends upon the heart and the intention and the understanding of the person who is being baptized. If a person understands the gospel of Jesus Christ, if he knows that he's lost without obeying the gospel, he knows that the Bible teaches that he must be baptized in obedience to Christ in order to be saved by the blood of Christ, it doesn't matter what attitude the person has who actually puts him under the water. That does not invalidate or validate the baptism of the person. If that were the case, none of us could ever be sure that we were really Christians, because none of us can ever know the heart or the life of another person to that extent. It may be that the person who baptizes you is a hypocrite. He may not really even believe in God, and yet he may be only pretending that he does. And so we cannot depend upon that as a criterion. It is simply not the case that this has put mere human instrumentality in the place of God. God uses men to preach the gospel. He uses men to do the baptizing. But that does not detract from the fact that the Bible plainly teaches that the believer is not saved until he is baptized into Christ. It may be that there's something in your life that you refuse to give up. The Bible teaches that we must repent, and that means to change our mind. And of course, if there is sin in your life that you simply refuse to give up, then you cannot be baptized in obedience to Christ, because that demands repentance as a preceding act of obedience. But I do plead with you to take your own Bible, read and study for yourself to see whether or not the things I have taught are in harmony with His sacred will.